The point of today's video is to give you a mystical experience with very little effort on your side. It's based on voice dialogue, which is a psychological technique invented by Hal and Sidra Stone. And you may have heard of this vast mind under a different name, a trademarked name, which I can't use in this video, made by Denis Genpo-Mirzel, who found out about voice dialogue and decided that it could be useful for bringing about such mystical experiences. I don't personally believe that spiritual tools should be trademarked or copywritten. I think that we should be endeavouring to make the world a better place in total and not making people pay money to understand how the world works. I think that we have a duty to improve the way the world is spiritually. So here's my version. Which is absolutely not copywritten or trademarked. Please feel free to share it. The exercise is simple. All you need to do is answer questions out loud. All right, now this out loud part is vital. If you don't answer the questions out loud, this exercise doesn't work. So find a space where you can safely speak out loud to a video without sounding insane to your neighbors or flatmates. It's important to have this amount of time probably doubled, because you're going to need to pause the video after every question to really take time to get into whatever you're getting into, and that'll become clear eventually. All right. Now, these questions are questions that I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask them to a particular part of your mind. Your job is going to be to identify with that specific part of your mind and no other part. So when I say, "May I speak to the fun seeker?" you will answer, "This is the fun seeker speaking." All right, you're not going to be answering as yourself. You're going to be answering as the specific part of your mind that is written up here. Then I'll ask you, "What is your purpose?" And you'll answer, "My purpose is to seek fun." As simple as you can keep it, all right? So if you're not sure what to answer down here, just have a look at the name, and that should be the clue of the thing you should say out loud. But then I'll ask you some other questions. And that's the point, really, where you should pause the video and take the time to really get into character. Okay, really feel what it's like to be just that part of your mind. Now, the fun seeker isn't the rest sleeper. It isn't the responsible parent or student or child or whatever. It's just the part of your mind that seeks fun, all right? The fun seeker is the part of your mind that is exclusively looking for fun. And that is your only purpose as the fun seeker. Now, if you find that other parts of your mind are coming in and judging what you're saying, or you feel like what you're saying is not acceptable or just not correct in any way or whatever, that's okay. Take the time, pause the video, and really get back to what it could feel like if you were only that part of your mind. Now, if you want to refer to the you that walks about every day, that wakes up in the morning and goes to bed every evening, then refer to that you in the third person. So if I was answering this question, I would say, "Yes, this is the fun seeker speaking." And then, "What is your purpose?" "My purpose is to seek fun." And then the question might be, "Who do you seek fun for?" And then my answer is going to be, "I seek fun for Denny." because it's the whole point of life. I like to, Denny likes to have fun, and I'm the one who looks for it for him. He really appreciates when I find great bits of fun to have, and I provide some brightness for his day. Okay, so notice how I'm speaking about the usual me, Denny, in the third person. I'm saying he likes it when I, the fun seeker, find fun for him. Does that make sense? So you are identifying entirely as you are speaking with whoever this part of your mind is. Shall we start? Let's start with this one. Okay, and I won't answer this one for you. You know how it works now. And I'm just going to say, may I speak to the fixer? If you need to pause the video at any moment to really take the time to identify with the part of your mind that is the fixer, please do so, and just start it again once you feel like, yes, I know what it's like to be the fixer. Okay, so to whom am I speaking? Don't forget to say it out loud. And what is your purpose? Like what, for example, what do you fix? And are you considered useful? Are you loved? What happens if everything is fixed? Do you enjoy fixing things? All right. Let's move on to the next part of your mind. This is a very important one. All right. May I speak to the controller? Hello, controller. To whom am I speaking? Fantastic. Controller, what is your purpose? To control what, for example? And why do you like to control? Are you considered useful? What would happen if you stopped controlling? We probably agree it wouldn't be a good idea. Are you always appreciated? Under what conditions are you sometimes asked to get out of the way? How does that make you feel? I am going to ask you, controller, if it would be okay to speak to other parts of the mind. Just with your permission, you can keep a close eye on the people that I'm going to ask to speak to, or the parts of the mind that I'm going to ask to speak to. And you can always step in if there are any troubles or anyone that you feel shouldn't be speaking. However, I would be very grateful if I could speak to some other parts of the mind. Would that be okay? Thank you very much. I would like to speak to the protector. May I speak to the protector? To whom am I speaking? And what is your purpose? And what do you protect? Anything else? Who is the main one that you protect? And what would happen if you stopped protecting? Are you appreciated generally? Are you sometimes less appreciated? And how does that make you feel? And what do you go on doing anyway? Right. Is there any point at which you have ever been asked to stop doing your job? How did it work out? But did you stop for very long? Right. Protector, I would like to ask you for permission to speak to further parts of the mind. May I have that permission? Thank you very much. I would like to speak to the skeptic. May I speak to the skeptic, please? To whom am I speaking? And what do you do? What is your purpose? And are you appreciated? Why are you skeptic? In what ways are you helpful? What would happen if you stopped doing your job? Can you think of times where you saved the day? What do you think of this whole video? What will come out at the end of this video? What would happen if you just sat back and let any old video say anything it wanted and believed it? Exactly. You play a vital role. Is it possible for you to sit back for a small while . When was the last time you switched off and what happened? Did you disappear altogether? Were you able to bring the whole situation back on track later? Great. I'm going to ask you for permission to go on with this experiment, and I'll ask to speak to another part of the mind. The next part of the mind that I would like to speak to is desire. May I speak to desire, please? To whom am I speaking? And what is your purpose? Right. What kind of things do you desire? And are you appreciated? What would start happening if you stopped existing? Is it a good thing that you're around? Right. May I speak to another part of the mind, which is this, the judging mind. May I speak to the judging mind, please? To whom am I speaking? And what is your role?
What kind of things do you judge? And why do you judge? What would happen if you stopped doing what you do best? Is it a good idea for you to disappear altogether? Are you sometimes asked to take a rest? How easy is it for you to take a rest? Why? What are the benefits that you bring? Do you feel like sometimes you're underappreciated? Do you get much rest? Great. It's probably clear that it would be a very bad idea for you to disappear altogether. However, would it be possible to relax for a few more moments while we speak to another part of the mind? The next part of the mind that I would love to speak to is the seeker of the way. May I speak to the seeker of the way, please? To whom am I speaking? And what is your purpose? What happens when you find the way? Is it possible for you to ever stop seeking? What advantages do you bring? I would like to speak to the next part of the mind, which is the silent witness. May I speak to the silent witness, please? To whom am I speaking? And what is your purpose? Can you describe yourself? What are you witnessing right now? Do you find that the judge gets in the way sometimes? Do you get noticed very often? And how does that make you feel? What do you like? And how often does that happen? I would like to speak to one last part of the mind, the vast mind. May I speak to the vast mind, please? To whom am I speaking? I've got a slightly different question for you, vast mind. How vast are you? Do you have a limit? Where are you? Are you contained? When are you? Is there anything in space that does not exist inside you? Is there any time that does not exist inside you? Can there be an outside of you? Take all the time you like in this state of mind. I will end the video now, and you will hold this state of mind for a few more moments. Maybe it'll last all day. Do leave your thoughts down in the comments, and see you soon.